Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 13th China Fahui on Minghui.org, entitled "Protected When Believing in Master and the Fa," by Falun Dafa practitioner Xiao Shan in Shandong Province, China.
China Fahui, Protected When Believing in Master and the Fa, by Falun Dafa practitioner Xiao Shan in Shandong Province, China. Greetings, esteemed master and fellow practitioners. My wife and I are farmers. We have negated the evil and defended Falun Dafa without hesitation since the persecution began on July 20, 1999. We have produced and distributed Dafa informational materials as well as put up posters. We have encountered numerous hardships, but given Master's protection, we have overcome every tribulation that we have faced, witnessing Dafa's extraordinary power. My wife started practicing Falun Dafa in the fall of 1996. All of the chronic diseases that had plagued her for decades disappeared within half a month of her becoming a Falun Dafa practitioner. Witnessing the extraordinary power of Dafa and her big changes, I also became a practitioner in 1998. As a practitioner, I follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and became a good and considerate person. I do not haggle, I treat people kindly, and forbear during times of conflict. Escaping through a cornfield. Because we went to Beijing to peacefully protest for justice for Dafa many times, we were illegally detained many times. My wife was working in our field in the fall of 2002 when our village cadre asked her to meet with government agents who were known to persecute Falun Dafa. "I will not go with you," my wife said, "because it is not wrong to be a cultivator and a good person. If you force me, I would rather die than be transformed." "You should get away quickly," the village cadre responded. "They will come for you soon. The cornfield is the best escape route." My wife thanked him and said, "You accumulated virtue because you let me go today. You will have a bright future." It was the end of the harvest season. Most corn stalks were cut and the fields were open except for one small cornfield to the south. It was almost impossible to enter the field from the north because the dense rows of corn were planted in an east-west direction. My wife shouted, "Master, how do I get through the field?" At that critical moment, the corn stalks turned into a north-south bound path for her to go through. The extraordinary power of Dafa will display itself if the practitioner believes in Master and the Fa without reservation. Escaping from the detention center. Not long after my wife escaped, police officers were ordered by the local 610 office to break into my home. They arrested me, ransacked my home, and confiscated Master's photo and many Dafa books and informational materials. I was brutally beaten by the officers for not meeting their unlawful demands. I passed out when a policeman kicked me in the temple. When I regained consciousness, I found myself detained, with my arms handcuffed behind my back. I sent forth righteous thoughts nonstop to eliminate the evil factors manipulating the police. I also looked inwards for the reasons why I was persecuted. I realized that I had relied on Master and Dafa for protection just because I was a Dafa practitioner, not because I strongly believed in Master and the Fa. I also found the attachment of zealotry and becoming overjoyed when I faced no problems when talking to people about Dafa. I immediately eliminated these attachments. Officers tied me to a chair and I was brutally beaten. I sent firm righteous thoughts to stop their evil act. "I am Master's disciple," I said in my mind. "Master does not accept the old forces arrangement and the persecution, nor do I. Please eliminate those evil and let these policemen suffer the pain instead." The police suddenly screamed in pain while I felt none. I was then taken to a brainwashing center where 11 people were assigned to monitor me. In order to try to transform me, they claimed that the peaceful April 25th protest was a violent act. They also accused practitioners of attacking police officers. I challenged them, as it was impossible for unarmed practitioners to overpower armed police who guarded Zhongnanhai. 1 week later, I sent righteous thoughts to make the monitors fall asleep. I then climbed over the wall and fled. Miracle at Information Site. My wife and I were involved in producing DAFA informational materials for 4 years. We also delivered the materials to fellow practitioners in surrounding villages. We were busy validating DAFA, studying the Fa, and sending righteous thoughts. My wife sometimes sent righteous thoughts as many as 18 times a day. Although we did have financial difficulties, our lives were rich and our minds pure. The extraordinary power of DAFA showed itself during that time. My wife rose up in the air while doing the meditation twice. She felt a strong force pulling her up. She also once clearly saw a bright column rising to the sky from a lotus hand sign. The column was surrounded by colorful lotus flowers. Master was encouraging us. While we were strengthened by Master and continuously cultivated to improve our xinxing, we also faced interference. Master helped us when we were within the Fa. Landlord, you are good people. We rented 3 rooms for the DAFA material production site. One time, after midnight, we heard a noise coming from the landlord's residence next door. The noise grew louder, and it appeared that a thief was trying to pry open a window. A fellow practitioner suggested that we climb over the wall and stop the crime, but my wife and I disagreed. We felt it might be interference affecting our production site. We should first send righteous thoughts. We removed all equipment and supplies the next morning. After the landlord heard about the attempted break-in, he thanked us for watching the house. Surrounded by police. A local coordinator invited us and 4 practitioners to a lakeside for experience sharing. 3 of them went there by motorcycle, while my wife and I walked. A few minutes into the gathering, several police officers started walking toward us. The coordinator quickly hopped on his motorcycle and rode away. 2 practitioners were arrested while running away from the site, and the police surrounded my wife and me. We sent righteous thoughts with the firm belief that the police could not arrest us. Constrained by our righteous thoughts, the officers made an opening for us to go through. We walked away from the site without a problem. Energy brings warmth. My wife wore summer shoes when she fled our home to avoid being arrested. One cold winter day, she was delivering informational materials to practitioners in surrounding villages. It was unbearably cold, and the shoes could not keep her feet warm. She remembered what Master had said, quote, "This is what I'd think. You're cold, and you try to make me cold. Are you trying to make me freeze? I'll be even colder than you. I'll make you cold," unquote. Fa lectured during the 2003 Lantern Festival at the U.S. West Fa Conference. My wife soon felt energy flowing through her body. She immediately felt warm, as if she was wearing a heavy cotton coat and warm shoes. She deeply believes that Master always protects us as long as we are grounded in the Fa. Fa Luan guides us to our destination. One foggy winter morning, I had to deliver materials to a fellow practitioner. The ground was covered with snow. Despite slippery roads and low visibility, I got on my motorcycle. As I got close to the village, I got lost. Suddenly, a large, colorful Fa Luan spun in front of me. I followed the Fa Luan, which led me to this practitioner's house. Tornado changes course. When I rode one day on rural paths to deliver materials, a strong wind suddenly came up and sucked up yellow soil into a funnel, spinning in front of my motorcycle. It was moving straight for me. I immediately realized that it was the evil in other dimensions trying to interfere with my delivery. I sent forth righteous thoughts, and the funnel changed direction. As long as we believe in Master and the Fa, no one and nothing can harm us.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.